From Luke, the 22nd chapter, preparation for the Last Supper, where the words of institution and Jesus is the one serving. This is Maundy Thursday, Command Thursday. Jesus joins his disciples in the upper room to prepare them the night before his death on the cross. In his preparation, Jesus gives the disciples instructions and a new commandment. The disciples are unaware of Jesus' fate, even though he's been telling them all along what will happen. In this night of teaching and learning, Jesus shows kindness even to the one who will betray him. Jesus, in his serving the Last Supper and washing their feet, reveals to them more of the mystery and gives them God's command. Jesus sends his disciples out in service to all people, just as Jesus serves us. We also receive the command to be servants to all people. In this way, we show our love for God and for our neighbors. The night in which Judas betrayed Jesus, handing him over to be killed, Jesus continues teaching and loving all God's children. Jesus gives us words of love in the Last Supper with his followers. Luke tells us what Jesus said. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Jesus shows us God's righteousness and opens the gate for us to enter in his love. The new covenant is the forgiveness of sins, the reconnection to the Father in the relationship that we broke. The new covenant is one that cannot be broken because it's God's unbreakable covenant. God speaks the promise of God's covenant because of God's grace. It is in Jesus' actions we see the love of God. We walk with Jesus now to the cross, remembering to love each other. Come to God's open gate of Jesus Christ. Be washed clean of your sin and eat the food of righteousness that Jesus offers us for life eternal. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ because God has given us a new covenant in the cup of Jesus Christ. The body and blood of Jesus' remembrance in the command of Maundy Thursday sends us to serve others the way Jesus has first served you. Amen. Let us pray. Divine servant, you gave up all the power of the universe to serve humanity in the body of one who would endure great suffering. By your ultimate sacrifice, you taught us how to serve. Make us grateful servants of the people of the earth and feed our souls with your holy meal for the sake of the one who held back nothing to give us everything. God opens the gate of salvation, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.